Matthew chapter 5. Now, we need to learn to forgive our enemies as well. Now, I'm not talking about the enemies of God. I'm talking about just our personal enemies. I'm talking about those who are even Christians. Okay? We need to learn how to forgive them as well. And look, in our church, we got a lot of those. Okay? Not in church. Okay? We don't got a lot of enemies in church. But I guarantee you, we can go around and talk about, hey, so how was your old IFB pastor like? You know? And you can say, man, that guy. Hate that guy. You know? Or he did me wrong. Man, he kicked me out. Or he did this. He treated me wrongly or whatever it may be. But you know, we need to learn how to forgive even them. Okay? Especially, I'm not talking about the false ones. The ones who are not saved. Forget them. They can burn in hell. Okay? The ones who fought against us who are not even saved, they're preaching the wrong gospel, they can burn in hell. For all I care. I'm talking about the ones who are saved. Those who have the Holy Spirit of God living within them, and they have stumbled, and they have offended, they have become our enemies, we need to learn to forgive them. Okay? Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 says, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Now, people often get this kind of confused that because we disagree with someone, we like automatically hate them. You know, you could disagree with someone and not hate them and still get along with them. I know people that I love. They're saved people. I love them. But I disagree with them. I think they're wrong. And I've told them that they're wrong. I've told them that they're wrong to their face. But they will hear something like that and automatically think that I hate them. It's like, I don't hate you. You're just wrong. That's just it. You know, I've been wrong before. You know, but we need to be able to learn to separate the two. Just because we disagree with someone doesn't mean that we hate them. For example, even my old church, I disagree with them on a lot of things. But I do not hate them. Even the pastor that kicked me out. I disagree with the fact that he kicked me out, obviously. You know, I didn't appreciate that. But I don't hate him. In fact, I love him. In fact, I pray for him. In fact, I appreciate everything that he's ever done for me. Okay? Since when I first got saved, he was the first person to visit me. He invested in my life. He taught me principles. He was an example to me for many, many years. I love him, and I'm thankful to God for him. But guess what? He's wrong! But just because I think he's wrong doesn't mean I hate him. I like despise him. And people often listen to this kind of preaching. I'm like, well, you sound like you just despise him. I don't despise him. But look, my blood brother, I've disagreed with him on a lot of things. In fact, we've even fist fought. We've gone down. But you know what? I still love him. That doesn't mean I hate his guts or anything like that. Maybe at that moment I did when we were like, punching each other out. But we need to learn to separate those things. And people need to learn to separate those things. That disagreeing doesn't mean we hate them. Now, there's people we disagree with that we hate. I disagree with the dispensationalists, and I hate them. I hate them a lot. You know, Jack Rodriguez from Will of God Baptist Church, you know, I disagree with him a lot, but I hate his guts. He's an unsaved man. Pastors who preach a false gospel, I disagree with them, and I hate their guts. I will always hate them. There's no like, you know, compassion there. I hope they die, you know, and go to hell quick. So they won't deceive anybody else. Joel Osteen, I hate him. I hate that guy's guts. I don't care how nice his smile is. But there's people who are saved who I disagree with on the pre-tribulation rapture, on the Jews, on Fox News, and all these other things. You know, I love those people still. Honestly, if those people even called me today and say, hey, you want to go have lunch? I said, yeah, let's go catch up, see how everything's going. You know, and I would treat them as normal as possible. Now, if they brought up the issue about the Jews, I'd be like, yeah, I disagree with you on that. I think you're wrong on that. But that doesn't mean I hate them. Okay? So we got to learn to forgive these people. If you had a pastor in time past who like was like wrong to you and like did you dirty because of the whole rapture thing and all these things, you know, you disagree with them, but you don't have to hate them. Okay? And you need to learn to forgive them for those things. You know, it ticked me off when I got kicked out of my old church. But you know, I need to come to a conclusion and say, you know what? He made a mistake. He was wrong for doing that. But I know he's a saved man. I love him. And I'm thankful for everything he's done for me. I forgive him. If he called me today and say, hey, can we squash this whole entire thing? I want to get it right with you. I'd say, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.